children's book writer John Sheska is known for his charmingly twisted bestsellers, The Stinky Cheese Man and Other Fairly Stupid Tales, and The True Story of the Three Little Pigs. This week he gained a new title, National Ambassador for Young People's Literature. He is the first author to get this honor from the Library of Congress. Mr. Sheska, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
So the first national ambassador for young people's literature sounds like a pretty grown-up job.
That's a very easy title, too. It just rolls right off the tongue.
What exactly do you do, sir?
I'm just starting. You know what is the best part? I'm the first guy to ever do this. So I get to kind of make it up as I go along.
Well, you know what's interesting about that is that the Library of Congress could have picked somebody, shall we say, not quite as edgy or maybe weird as the
What
word.
Are you implying? You're not even implying. You just said it. No, you know what? In fact, that's part of what really stunned me when they called me. I think you've dialed the wrong number. Were you trying to get Catherine Patterson or someone? I'm the guy who wrote The Stinky Cheese Man, not The Bridge to Terabithia.
Are kids reading less? Why do we need an ambassador for young people's literature?
Yeah, in fact, people are realizing kids are reading less. Like all those recent studies, like the NEA study that just came out, found without a doubt kids are reading less and getting worse at it. So I've got a chance to connect kids with some really exciting books that might, so I don't know, spark them, get them reading again.
I thought with all the Harry Potter stuff, all that hype about the Harry Potter books, kids were reading more.
The Harry Potter stuff certainly got a lot of kids reconnected with reading, but I think we struggle from like a bigger overall problem where we're not communicating to kids that you can read for pleasure, you can read for fun. I mean, reading's become this thing that kids have to do in school and then answer a bunch of questions.
So what do you do? How do you fix it?
For one, maybe make a broader definition of what reading really is and let kids read what they enjoy. And I was a teacher for 10 years here in New York, an elementary teacher. And I understand, like, we really promote fiction. But a lot of kids like nonfiction. Kids like humor. Kids like science fiction. Kids like, I don't know, motorcycle magazines. Graphic novels is another great area that's just booming. But it's not really seen as reading. But I think kids actually, in my class, then realize, like, oh, all right, you can like different kinds of books. Miss Alberti in first grade, she likes different kind of books. Mr. Sheska, he likes these weird books.
That's Ambassador Sheska to you.
Oh, yes, now it's Ambassador Sheska, and I can tell him what to like.
I understand that you don't want to demonize television, actually.
I think we've tried that, and it didn't work. I even had an experience with my son when he was growing up. I had to go in and beg off on Turn Off TV Week. Because it was hockey playoffs. He's a hockey player. And I couldn't tell him, like, we can't watch the playoffs. We can read about it in the newspaper. That's no good. You got to see it. Some things are better on TV.
Now, all this talking about reading makes me want to actually...
See, we had worked my whole ambassador plan. Oh, my God, that's perfect.
I have in front of me this beautiful book titled Cowboy and Octopus.
Ah, that's my most recent.
Read Very Scary, which is a story of Halloween.
Oh, it's almost too frightening to read. Do you like my scary Halloween costume, says Octopus. What are you, says Cowboy. Octopus says, I am a shark. Oh, yeah, says Cowboy. Now I see your little shark thingy. Oh, it's not very scary, is it, says Octopus. Cowboy says, nope. I'm going back to my first scary idea, says Octopus. Then you turn the page and you look and you see he's in a very nice little tiara and little dress with a wand. Whoa, what the heck are you, says Cowboy. Octopus says, I am the Tooth Fairy. Now that's scary, says Cowboy. Very scary.
John Sheska, you have a new book coming out this week called Truck Town. I understand your motto is Move Over Thomas the Tank Engine.
Somebody coined that motto, but I love it. It's actually more than a book or a book series. It's going to be 50 books in the next 3 years.
What do you mean?
It's crazy, I know, but I'm the ambassador, so I can do whatever I want now.
John Sheska, I mean... Ambassador Sheska, thanks so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure, Andrea.
John Sheska is the author of Truck Town, a children's book series to be published next week. He'll be touring the country as the first national ambassador for young people's literature of the Library of Congress.